Watch, Zelensky mourns the death of Lindsey Graham, whom he had just met with in Kiev, his last public appearance. By Lowell Coffee Lawn, July 12, 2026. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky, who had just met with Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, in Kiev on Friday, was quick to express gratitude and condolences to the senator who unexpectedly died Saturday at the age of 71. Graham was last in Ukraine on Friday, his death coming just hours after he departed the Eastern European country at war with Russia now for more than 4 years. There, he announced progress with the White House on a sanctions package against Russia that will give President Trump tools to end this war. He promised when I get back to Washington he would put together a bipartisan effort to adopt the package. It was reportedly his last public appearance. Deeply saddened by the news of the passing of United States Senator Lindsey Graham. Lindsey was a true defender of freedom and the values that make our world safer, the Ukraine leader said in a statement posted on X. Graham's trip included a tour of a production facility of the technology defense company Skyfall, which manufactures drones and interceptor systems. He visited Ukraine 10 times during the years of Russia's full-scale invasion and was here with our people when it was most needed, Zelensky continued in his Sunday statement. We remained in constant dialogue, and I will miss our conversations. We met twice in just the past week. Zelensky lost a fervent supporter in Graham. I believe that it would be a huge mistake for America not to cooperate with Ukraine in the field of drones, Graham told reporters following the tour. They are ready to help us because we were ready to support Ukraine in the hardest times. Zelensky didn't spare words of praise in his statement, continuing. A staunch advocate for bipartisan and bicameral support for Ukraine. In recent weeks, he had been working on important initiatives that could help bring peace closer, including stronger sanctions against Russia. We will always be especially grateful for the recognition of our people and words of admiration for the courage of Ukraine's defenders. Graham's office announced his death early Sunday, releasing few details and saying only the senator he passed away following a brief and sudden illness. Graham represented South Carolina since 2003. He was seeking a fifth term, campaigning in the state for the 2026 midterm election. The senator was a longtime advocate of using U.S. military might to shape world affairs, including most recently his fervent support for President Donald Trump's campaign in Iran. His advocacy of Ukraine's military effort against Russia was in keeping with that philosophy. Graham was a U.S. Air Force veteran who served more than 33 years in active duty, the Air National Guard and Air Force Reserves before retiring in 2015. America and the world have lost a determined leader, Zelensky concluded in his statement. Our condolences go out to Lindsey's family, loved ones, and everyone who had the privilege of working alongside him. Breitbart contributor Lowell Caulfield is the best-selling author of the Los Angeles crime novel Below the Line and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.